from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Connecting link reconstruction on Algonquin Boulevard is progressing to the point that the intersection at Mount Joy Street will reopen tomorrow or Monday. Scott Tam, the city's director of growth and infrastructure, says Second Avenue will become the major detour. Traffic lights will be activated at Burnett Road, and the four-way stops at Spruce and Balsam Streets will become two-way to allow better traffic flow east to west. And he says there could also be adjustments to some traffic lights.
Once the new detour is in place, we will review and adjust timing at Cedar Street and Pine Street along Second if we need to. We'll monitor the traffic and how that works out, and then we'll try to make the adjustments to make it as seamless as best we can.
Our full interview with Scott Tam is on MyTimmonsNow.com. The company that owns the Twin Falls Hydroelectric Dam near Iroquois Falls says it has managed to gain some control over the leak from a breach in the dam that began yesterday afternoon. HTO Power VP Stephen Somerville says the leakage has been reduced and a crew is working on a complete seal. He says while that happens, the water level on Lake Abitibi will recede, while the flow along the river will continue to be at spring levels. An online survey is asking for your input to help the Timmins Police Service draft a strategic plan for the next 4 years. Chief Dan Foy knows that responses will be heavily weighted towards homelessness, drug addiction, and associated crime. However, he says there are a lot more issues you can share, along with your ideas for alternatives or solutions.
For us, it's about knowing the priorities of our community, our residents, so that we can adjust our goals and objectives for the future.
A link to the anonymous survey is at MyTimmonsNow.com, along with our interview about the survey with Chief Foy and Police Board Chair Kramer Grinke. And finally from us this afternoon, it seems not even Justin Trudeau can shake off Taylor Swift's snub of Canada during her latest tour. Last night, the PM personally reached out to Swift on Twitter, asking her to come to Canada by using lyrics from two of her songs. Swift announced 14 new tour dates yesterday, all in Europe. She has no Canadian performances booked, leading to fans asking her what the country did to upset her. Last month, a Conservative MP from Alberta said he was going to file an official grievance in Parliament to encourage the singer to bring her tour here. To sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.